Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
So we were talking about things that seem romantic. Seems like a good idea. But when you actually do it.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Topping the list, the couple's massage.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, even you, Kyle, who likes massage, didn't find it that romantic.
It's not particularly romantic. You get too concerned about the other person in the room. No matter what I say about this.
Yes, it sounds
it takes another direction.
It sure does. It sure does.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. Call it whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, all right, Linda, so what happened?
So, my husband and I, after we got married, we went to the Caribbean for our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we were staying at a resort that we found out when we got there was under renovation. So, the room that we ended up staying in was one that had not yet been renovated. And we didn't really realize this until I went to the bathroom, and it would not flush even the toilet paper down.
Linda, you can say, did you clog the toilet?
Yeah. But the thing is, it was, I swear to this day, it was just number one. So I leave the bathroom and have to tell my brand new husband, hey, we need to go get some help because I clogged the toilet.
Oh, boy.
Your Caribbean romantic getaway. You clogged the toilet.
The plug toilet.
Yeah.
Well.
So for the rest of the trip, we actually, it would not flush. So we would refer to it as going to drop the kids off at the pool, and we would go use the public renovated restrooms.
Absolutely.
From there on out.
Yes, go plug up those toilets.
Might as well stay at a hostel.
Yeah.
Oh, I was mortified. And we have two kids now, so that's just, that's not a big deal. But right. I was just,
but
it was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Linda. You have a good day. Appreciate it. All right, Mike, what happened?
I got to blame myself on this one. We hadn't been married that long. I think at that point we only had one child. She was less than 5 years old. Decided it'd be a good idea to have a getaway, take the wife to a hotel for the night, have a babysitter. Sounds great plan.
Sure.
Ask my brother and sister-in-law, say, hey, will you watch our daughter while we do this Saturday night? And they said, well, okay. And I thought it was kind of a strange response, but hey, what the heck? And so we told my wife, let's go out. I'm going to surprise her, get to the hotel, and she looked at me. She says, well, what are we doing? I said, well, we're going to have this romantic night here. I've got strawberries. I've got whipped cream. I got chocolate. She says, and you've got something between your ears that isn't a brain. Tomorrow is Easter. I said, oh, okay, small detail. What's the big deal? And suffice it to say, I ate a lot of strawberries and whipped cream and chocolate by myself and had the coldest shoulder known to mankind.
Oh, the Easter Bunny didn't know where to go.
Yeah. Well, I taught me to look at the calendar now, so it was a learning experience.
Sure. Good intentions.
But a good intention.
Good intentions and little time alone and everything was taken care of.
Yeah. Does your wife see it as good intentions?
Now or then?
I know that.
I still don't, it's one of those things that I still don't even like to bring it up because I still, it's not good.
Right. Okay.
Got
That's
it.
Fine.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Take it.
Still trying to convince our folks that this is a legit job.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.